Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Oh, hi, Tom Allen here. Just before the episode begins, I wanted to let you know that I've got a new book coming out. It's my first novel, and it's called Common Decency, and you can pre-order it right now from all good retailers.
Hi, guys, Susie here. I've been lucky enough to read it, and it's absolutely bloody brilliant. I'm so proud of him. Pre-order it now.
Thank you.
And welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Hello, everyone.
Hello. I've got a bit of a croaky voice.
I've got a bit of a husky voice. We sound like...
We're doing late night magic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or I was going to say the aunts from The Simpsons.
What are they called? Patty and Selma.
Patty and Selma, yeah.
One of them's always shaving her legs. That's such a funny... character thing.
Yeah, it is. The sort of things you sort of remember about
people. I'd watch the spin-off of that.
I'd like them to have their own series. That's a funny idea. They wouldn't give it to them. They'd give it to someone more straight.
Do you think they're gay?
No, I just think they're camp, aren't they?
They're high camp.
They'd give the spin-off to like The Teacher or something, Scribopple.
Oh, yeah. Or Principal Skinner.
I haven't watched it for years.
No, same. But I feel like it was quite a big part of my television watching as a child.
Yeah, same. So funny.
So funny. So funny.
What's Thomas. Your excuse? Oh, yes. Well, oh, why have you got a croaky voice? Why have you got a croaky voice?
Well, listen, I hate to bang on about it, but it's the hay fever. It's got me again.
Oh, the hay.
The hay.
Hey.
Yeah, just, honestly, I'm just such a bitch for pollen.
I know the feeling, I have to say, but mine isn't coming in yet, so it will.
It was really bad this weekend, and it's that classic thing where every year I go, oh, I'm getting the flu. Like, this isn't a cold, this is the flu.
Oh, bless
you. I've got, like, a sore throat, my chest is really tight, and then after a day, the penny drops, and I go, oh, it's hay fever.
Yeah, you should be careful with those pennies.
I know. But if I picked up every penny that I dropped, I mean, I'd be here all day.
You'd be here all day. You're always dropping those pennies.
Different to spending a penny.
Yeah, that is different, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not pissing everywhere. I feel like it's important to let people know.
Suddenly, I spent a penny.
Suddenly, the penny spent. By which I mean, I pissed myself.
Very Sex and the City, which Alf had on last night when I got in.
What, pissing yourself?
No, Sex and the City. It sounded very Sex and the City, where they were like, and just like that.
Oh, and just like that, yeah. As I said, I wondered.
It's got, Sex and the City is all about like, I bet you wish you lived in New York, don't you? That's what it should have been called.
You know, this is very sexist and weird that I'm sharing, but I did, it is a funny line, even though it's mean, in Family Guy.
Oh,
someone
yes.
Says, you're watching Sex and the City, and she goes, is that the show about three whores and their mother? Which is, you know, which is unnecessary.
Unnecessary.
And rude. Also, and as everybody knows, we don't like to be unkind.
We don't like to be unkind, but, you know, there you are. There you are.
Tom. Dear Tom. Do tell.
What do you want to know?
How was your last weekend in Titanic?
Well, Suze, well, you sent me some lovely cookies. Thank you for that.
I think flowers are nice backstage. Sure.
But let me tell you.
Ben's cookies. Ben can really cookie.
I absolutely wolf them down. And then Sunday, well, we did the warm-up. I walked in for the warm-up and they said, full company to the stage, please, for Tom Allen's final warm-up. Which I thought was very nice. And I walked, and I'd been feeling quite emotional all morning. And I walked onto the stage and they'd all dressed as me. They'd all put on like bald caps and ties.
So funny.
And then Ryan.
Did you get
a photo? Oh, did I? Yeah. Ryan in the company had made a top out of Marks and Spencer's bags. So, you know, every part of me was covered. Every aspect of my personality was acknowledged. And then we did the warm-up. I'd chosen the songs.
Oh, what songs did you choose?
Another 100 people just got off of the bus.
Yep.
I referenced that.
To the show, yeah.
And then a bit from Bette Midler in Gypsy. and then what was the other one?
Just when you thought this show couldn't get any gayer, you're here.
And then Amy Mann, Mr. Harris, which is a very sad sort of folky song, but they all seem to like it. But an insight to me. And that was the mood I was in. And then they brought out a gift for me and I tried to make a speech. And you know when you're like, your voice is like a little bit croaky and like, you're sort of trying to hold it back. I did that and then got to the end and then just totally broke down. Like broke, like, oh, 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 oh. And they all came in and hugged me.
Oh,
it was so lovely. But
what was your gift?
It was some lovely, it was like a hamper.
Oh, so nice.
So nice. Including some chocolate that had rose flavoured chocolate. Very apt. But it just made me, I just got so emotional and then did the two shows. And then we went out for drinks afterwards and everybody came out and it was just lovely.
Oh, that's really lovely. It's just because you had such a great time.
I just had such a lovely time, Sis.
It's really hard when things end.
Yeah, it did feel like that. And I mean, there were just so many nice times and so many, just, I really loved working in a team. Like the camaraderie with everybody was just so nice. And not that I haven't worked with nice people, but you know,
work with me every week.
I mean, I didn't like to say, but it's such a nice change.
It's such a change to work with nice people.
It's been amazing actually what it's done for. I didn't realise how
much your life was lacking.
How much my life was really needy. So yeah, so it was just like night, just, I don't know, just a little, the whispered conversations in overcrowded hallways.
Yes.
But like the kind of, you know, the little incidental chats and the little, how are you doing today? And those sorts of, I don't know. It was just lovely to be, you know, working with everybody and they're just so talented. And they're so funny. So yeah. So, and then on Friday, I had to show someone around who was going to be understudying the role at some point in the future. And I was like, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. I can just, you know, I'm showing someone else how to do my part. So I just know. Absolutely walked out on stage in the first song to deliver one of the lines. Spoke over somebody else, but only the mic was only up for the last bit. So I was just like, get it, it's Kathy Bates. Kathy Bates, get it, it's Kathy. And I just kept repeating it. And it didn't make any sense to the audience. And then that threw me. And then when we did Beauty and the Beast, I forgot to walk on stage. I mean, what am I like? And I prided myself so much during the whole run of like, you must respect the West End, Tom. You must take this seriously. You must not make any mistakes. You must respect everybody's craft. I was like, but then I've told people and they've said, everybody has a show like that. So I feel.
So you just had to have one before you finished.
I had all the experiences, I guess. Yeah.
I guess so. And how are you feeling now?
Well, okay. I mean, I'm braced for like feeling a bit blue.
Brace.
Assume the brace position. I mean, I will be feeling blue, I think. But, you know, I'm very lucky. I've got some things coming up and, you know, it's nice. But I think I've just got to allow myself a little bit of decompression time, I think.
Sure. That's important too.
It's been a fun time.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Susie, how have you been this week?
How have I been this week? Yeah, good. Good. I've been writing.
Oh, good.
I've been stand-upping.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of it.
That's a nice week.
It's a nice week. I'm not complaining.
Where have you been stand-upping?
I was stand-upping in Oxford at the weekend. That's very nice.
Oh, lovely. I love there.
Yeah, what's that nice theatre with the different coloured seats?
The new theatre?
The new theatre? Playhouse.
Playhouse, sorry.
Yeah. Very nice. Very nice audience.
Lovely.
Our cello gays came.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, the cello gays came. It's so nice to see them again.
Did they bring instruments?
They brought no instruments, which was a shame.
It's a shame.
But they've now met both of us within the space of 2 weeks, I think. I think, if anything, they were sort of sick of it.
They were probably, fed up, yeah.
Yeah, they're probably not listening to this podcast anymore. They're probably like, we've got our fill of that.
Oh, no, they've probably got on something much more butch, yeah.
What do you think the Butcher's podcast is? Oh, like Joe Rogan.
I was just thinking, what is it? Something like Joe Rogan or something?
Yeah, someone telling you how everything works and then also trying to sell you vitamins.
Yes, they like a vitamin, don't they, on those sorts of things?
Yeah.
But I've never listened to it. But I assume it's not quite...
I don't think it's for us.
I don't know if it's for us, Suze, you know.
Same manosphere. I just don't think it's for you.
Is that all the manosphere?
Yeah, I think it's like manosphere adjacent, certainly.
Manosphere, mani-pedi.
I think all of them, not all of them. I think loads of them seem gay.
Oh, interesting.
You know how they really work on their bodies and it's all about being like a high performance male.
Oh my God.
And did you see...
That is gay.
That is gay, right? Did you see...
High performance male. That sounds like a great film from the 90s.
High performance male, about a male escort.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Yeah. Like Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo.
Yeah. What's that from?
That's a film, but I don't know if I ever watched it. I just know the title.
So you were going to say something there. Sorry, Suze.
No, that's okay. Please don't be sorry. Have you seen this thing about the Straight Acting Brotherhood?
No, but I'm intrigued. Oh,
okay. Tom, you have to... So there's this advert going around. And this is real. This isn't a spoof. It's not SNL. It's not an SNL. It's not a joke. It's for men who... Now, they don't refer to themselves as gay, they refer to themselves as like male attracted, same sex attracted, masculine men.
My goodness, that's exactly what people say about me.
Yeah, I know. And how is your wife?
She's so well. So well.
It is fascinating. So they all go away.
I bet.
They'll go and like hire a villa, I guess, in anywhere but Sitges. And it's all about working on your personal brand.
Okay.
It's about working out.
Sure, of course.
It's about having enlightened conversations.
Yes.
And also you just all happen to be attracted to manly men, but also are manly men.
Wow, that sounds like a... Well, who am I?
Well, anyway, I think the manosphere and that area just cross over quite a lot.
That's very intriguing, isn't it? But very performative, surely. He's just sort of like, course. I'm a manly man.
Yeah, of course. Also, I imagine it's just like a shagging weekend, no?
Well, it did cross my mind that maybe there's a bit of, how's your father? I don't suppose they'd call it that, though.
No, they'd call it, you know, how's your uncle? I don't know. Anyway,
they all sit... They call it that?
Don't spank me.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Very interesting, isn't it?
In all the videos, that's they're just sitting around chatting about...
In
dusk. And they're all having big conversations, but they've also got quite big muscles. Then there's like videos of them quad biking.
Where do you draw the line? It's all a bit specific, isn't it? Like, where do you get that? Like, it's all going to be quite active to be like that because...
But yeah, but don't you think like all things, like manliness or whatever you want to call it, masculinity, is sort of a circle in that, like, if you go to the extreme masculine, it then does become quite camp.
For sure. If you try too hard. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
you end up with like Tom of Finland.
Well, exactly. I was about to say like a muscle guy
yeah.
or like a leather guy.
Mm. Mm.
Mm. Yeah. Anyway.
It's that does sound intriguing. Who am I to judge? I won't say anything pejorative, but it does sound very intriguing.
I'm also not saying anything pejorative. I'm just saying that, you know, I hope those guys find peace.
I hope they find
in
peace.
In who they are.
I just realized, as my friend said to me many years ago, you're not here for a long time, you're here for a good time. And like, you know, sometimes, well, it's just, it's as well, and I haven't seen this ever, but that idea of like what's masculine and what's not is kind of quite, it's a bit sort of strange to define. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's sort of strange, like what, opening doors, is that masculine?
Or does that, because I think some people in the manosphere would say like, oh, you're a cuck.
Oh, right. What does that mean?
Because, a cuck is when you sort of do everything for your wife, I think. I think it's from cuckold.
Yeah, I was going to say that's an old sort of restoration comedy sort of term.
Yeah, I'm not sure that they necessarily
are. Not very much, yeah.
You know, I don't think they're thinking of, you know, a fan and a crinoline whilst they call someone a cuck.
Why do I always leap to that?
But that's what I thought. That's what I think as well. It's cuckold.
I know, I'm straight to powdered wigs.
Nothing straight about you, honey.
Nothing straight. All around the wigs, yeah.
Like there's some that are, I mean, it's a bit incel-y because then it's like having sex with women is gay. You're like, what?
What?
It's all nuts.
That is intriguing.
Some of them think that like how you have sex with your wife, like you can only have sex in a certain way. Certain positions are a bit gay.
Right.
And you just sort of go, I think if you're thinking about how gay things are this much.
Yeah, that's the thing you need to work on.
I think you might be gay.
Well, I just worry.
Go on, Tom. Tell me what you worry about.
You know, does it all become a bit like self-loathing?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be my fear. That it's all a bit like, I'm not right. I need to affect this to change. But I know I say that as somebody who likes, you know, quite rigorous table manners. But at the same time, I don't know. Is that, it's just sort of anything where you're just trying to totally bend your personality. It just feels a little...
Do you know what it's not, Tom? It's the word of the moment. It's inauthentic.
It's inauthentic, maybe.
Mm.
Oh, I mean, it's strange. But I know we've talked about it before, but I remember when the world that both of us came out into was very kind of obsessed with that sort of thing, I think, as well. What I realized is, I think it was Tom Ford who said the most attractive thing is confidence.
Oh, yeah.
And then I realized, well, as soon as you know, if you just kind of be yourself, then that is enough. But I think for a long time, I labored under the sense of like, I'm not the right sort of personality. I should be more, the idea of it, laughable. I should be more
butch. What did you try and do to be more butch, Tom?
Well,
do you remember?
Of course, I went to the gym. I did go to the gym for a time, but I never saw any results. I wanted to be buff.
Did you want to be buffing?
I wanted to be buffing. But,
well...
Never got
there's that. A very gay CrossFit gym in Brighton, if that's, you know, if you fancy relocating.
People are slightly angry.
Yeah, exactly.
CrossFit.
There's
very
a,
cross with you.
There's a guy that has coffee in the coffee shop that I go to some mornings who suggested I go there. And not in like a, oh, babe, you need some CrossFit. But one of my favourite things to do is he's, you know, the gaydar was pinging.
Okay.
You know, he's very handsome and
you're
wears...
You're saying enlightened conversations.
Quite short shorts.
Okay.
Great legs. Anyway, he said, oh, the CrossFit... I was talking about maybe finding a gym. He said, the CrossFit gym is great. It's really gay. And then I said, I'm not gay. Which was a... There was a brief moment where he was like,
really?
What? And then I was like, I'm obviously joking.
Oh, like, that's nice. A little bit of Brighton banter, isn't it?
A little bit of Brighton gay banter.
CrossFit.
Maybe you need a gay CrossFit gym.
At Easter, do they call it a hot CrossFit?
I hope so.
I hope so.
I don't know if any of them are having buns. Well, some
buns.
It
sounds like they're working on them. Working on them all
year. Yeah, I wonder how much, you know, chalky you're allowed.
Oh, right, yeah. Mm. Well, the listener might not be able to hear me pick up my teacup and saucer, but... That is very interesting. I'd say it's very interesting. Very interesting. And also, I mean, during the run, on the matinee days, we'd often have that little break and we'd go to the green room and watch things like Love is Blind. And then we started watching Temptation Island.
Oh God, what's that?
Well, it's where couples who want to, it doesn't really add up in my mind, but they want to test their relationship. So they go as a couple to this island and then all these hot, it's also funny, these hot guys and these hot girls come in and then basically the partnership splits up. Like they, as in not formally, but they go into separate villas with all the guys going to one villa, all the girls going to another villa. And then all these single hotties come in and ask them out on dates. As far as I can tell, that's what's happened. And it was so nonsense. But the reason I reference it, apart from the, it sounds very much like what you just described, that kind of like dusk conversation. But all the chatter is, I think, pseudo-enlightened. It's all that like,
oh yeah,
I need you to find me, meet me halfway. Yeah. I need... For me, I just feel like I'm not being seen. I feel like I'm not being, you're not heard. Honoring, you're not honoring my truth or something. I don't know. I just, all.
There's so much of that, isn't there?
I don't know what it's called. I feel like it should have a name.
I think it's bollocks. I think that's what
it's kind of.
It's all bollocks.
What are you talking about? What are you trying to say? Like, you don't like, you like this person, you don't like, do you know what I mean? It's just sort of, I don't know. It made me laugh, but it's all like very like, you know, and for me, intimacy is very...
yeah. It's so... That whole American thing of being seen and being felt and being heard.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, sometimes... Do we need to hear everyone?
Well, I do think, you know... I do think, no.
Some people are really boring.
These people are boring. That's the other thing as well. A lot of them are quite boring.
Yeah, and I know I say this as a white woman, but... And you say it as a white man. Yes, there are lots of white women and white men that have said enough. I think a lot of our stories have been told.
Well, and as well, they're like, it's beautiful. It's the most beautiful hotel I've ever been to. It's like, is it? Really? But yeah, just that sort of chat. I don't know. Who am I to say, like, what, like, everybody's, like, actualizing and what does it mean?
I don't know that it means anything.
Just
have a conversation with your mate.
Just chill out. Just have something nice for tea.
Yeah. Have some bread.
Mm.
With some butter, with some salt on.
Oh, I like that.
It's really good.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Tom, I had a very, on this, affirming experience last night.
Oh, Susie, what is your affirmation?
I went to see Kat Byrne.
Oh, yeah.
Brighton.
Yeah.
And it was so good.
At the Dome?
At the Dome. It was so good. She's such a great performer.
Yeah.
Her album is so good. She's sort of doing the whole album from start to finish.
Oh,
and then
wow.
A couple of extra songs, but like in the order of what it was. And it was just really great. She had a great guitarist and a pianist and a drummer. And it was so good. It was so good. She connected really beautifully to the audience. I felt, if I was a 17-year-old lesbian now, I would never have had to like go through that phase of like having a boyfriend and trying to be this thing. I just found it so affirming. It was like it was speaking to like a younger version of me.
Oh,
I was like,
nice.
Oh, I wish this had all been there and then I wouldn't have had to, you know, do these things and try and be that person that I wasn't. And it was, she was like on stage talking about her girlfriend, talking about falling in love. And and then she has a song about being autistic and how she always misreads things.
Uh-huh.
And on the way out, a girl came over to me and said, I'm a like-minded friend. And I was like, hi. And we have any chit chat. And then I don't know if it was her partner, but the person she was with said, you know, it is a great day to be an autistic lesbian. And I just thought it was just, not that I'm autistic, but I just found the whole experience so joyful. Mm. If you haven't listened to Kat Burns' album, I can't recommend it enough. It's she's so great. And also, I'm going to buy some jorts. She was wearing jorts.
What? Jumper shorts? What?
No, they're sort of long shorts. I think they're called jorts. Sort of past the knee and wide leg.
Oh, I know this sort of thing. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, she was wearing those like with a white sock and a trainer. Well, I think, yes, I think in the style of culotte, but a fabric that is sturdier than what, I think culottes are quite swishy.
Oh, okay. And these are more of a canvas.
I would say, yes, they're more structured.
Structured. Structured culottes.
A structured culotte is what I'm after.
That's the title of the episode. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that is the title of the episode. Great. But I just wanted to share that. If anyone's going to see her, you're going to have a wonderful time. If you see that she's playing near you, I would highly recommend going to see her.
What a lovely shout out.
I just loved it. I just loved it.
Oh, wow.
And do you know what? It was just perfect, the evening, because we had some dinner. My friend Emily was around as well. And Grandma Jill was here to look after my daughter while we went to the concert. So we had dinner.
Mm.
We managed to put a little one to bed. Then walked down the road, jumped on the bus.
Oh,
the bus was there in
when
minutes.
When the bus works. Oh, it's
got great. To. She was on at 9. Didn't catch the support. I'm sorry to say we were doing bedtime, but I heard she was very good too. Then realised we were in the interval between the support and Kat. So I'm saying that like I know her. I don't.
Uh-huh.
Nipped across the road to the wagon. Had time for a little beer.
Oh.
And a little catch up.
Oh, that's good.
So nice. Went over to the dome. There were some seats that, you know, the dome, they've got the pit and then they've got the circle bit around the back of... We got the second row in the seats because...
The choir stalls.
Yes, maybe that. So they were perfect.
Lovely.
So we had a great view.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to stand for the whole thing.
So you could stand?
You could stand in the pit.
I've never seen it done like that. Okay.
And then, you know, at the dome, you've got the seats on the floor and then there's a couple of steps up and then you've got the seats that go round at the back.
Yes.
We were in those.
Oh.
Sat down. She was meant to be on stage at 9. Let me tell you, she was on bang on 9.
Good for her.
She did an hour and 10 minutes. It was excellent. Every single song, absolutely banged.
Mm.
Brilliant. She was charming. She was so likeable. She was funny. She was endearing. Came out, finished, left. Went to the taxi rank, got in a cab, was home by 10:30, in bed with my book by 11. Tom, I can't begin to tell you what a perfect night it was.
Oh, what a lovely evening. That is so nice, when especially when the bus all coordinates and lovely sims.
It was like I felt, maybe today is my day.
Well, good for you.
So I'll be taking my energy to Maidstone tonight for my show.
Oh, lovely.
Do you ever get that when you're watching someone like really cool, like a musician,
yeah,
and you go, oh, what do I do? Like, I just funny about, like, there's something a bit embarrassing about it.
No, Suze.
No?
Well, no, I mean, like, you don't just fanny around. It's a different thing. But
of course, but it's not as cool.
I mean, I have such a... Well, I suppose we all do, don't we? Respect and love for musicians and singers, especially.
Mm.
But doesn't mean our little contribution isn't still valid. You know?
Well, yes.
You must honour that.
Honour it, please.
That's lovely. Oh, well, I should go and see more concerts, really.
Oh,
it's lovely to go and see live things. Sorry.
I was just agreeing. Sorry, I was interrupting you by agreeing.
Not sure. Mm.
Tom, I've got one email that I want to share before we go.
Oh my goodness.
Hello, you lovely pair. Thank you so much for your podcast. It keeps me company on my commute or when I am having to do boring housework jobs. I am a singing teacher in Dunblane in Scotland.
Oh.
And one of my young students came to see Titanic this week. When he told me he was going, I said I was a fan of Tom and this podcast and to say hello from me as I can't make it down to London until the summertime and will obviously miss Tom's run. Well, he went a step further and got a programme signed by the lovely Tom himself. Thank you for being so interested and kind with him and for singing and for signing the programme for me. Or singing and signing, honestly, for a dyslexic. this lad is a theatre super fan and he loved Titanic. So I think you have a new fan, Tom. Thanks again for both being a little patch of sun to warm me on a dull day. I love your company. Bye, 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 bye. And that's from Claire.
Claire, thank you for that lovely message. Always a pleasure. How lovely of them to say as well. That's so nice. Well, that's very kind indeed. Thank you.
Well, yes.
And good for you being a singing teacher. Very important in this world.
Oh, isn't it? Love a sing song.
I love a singing teacher. Yeah, the encouragement they give people. It's the voice. It's all about the voice, isn't it, Suze? That's what I mean.
It's all about the voice. I'm going to go and steam mine before my show tonight.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Go steam the voice.
Well, mine was so tired from all the crying on Sunday.
Right.
And also, special shout out to Linda Garston, Alfie's mum, whose birthday it is today. And apologies, slightly later going out today, I realise.
Well, have a lovely birthday, Linda.
So I was recording my audiobook yesterday. That's why I'm sorry. Slightly later going out today.
It's all good. People understand.
Everybody will be admin. Well, I'm sorry because we weren't there for Linda's commute today.
I'm sorry, Linda, but maybe you'll commute back.
Maybe on the commute back. Happy birthday, Linda. Looking forward to celebrating.
Happy birthday, Linda. Okay, well, listen, if we don't see you through the window...
I'll see you through the week.
Okay, bye, dear.
Bye, dear. Bye.
Have a good one. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.